I'm Bill Littlefield. Arlene Piper was the first woman to officially run a marathon, but she didn't find that out until 50 years later. That's next week on Only a Game. But now I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at this week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
According to the final regular season standings, the Cleveland Cavaliers are the second-best team in the East. Who'd have guessed that would be the case?
You know, the number one seed is the Boston Celtics, who may or may not, on the merits, deserve to be, but they won the most games. I still think Cleveland is the team to beat in the East, and I think Cleveland's the team to beat for the championship.
Here's an odd late-season stat. Portland Trail Blazers forward Mo Harkless did not take a single shot from behind the three-point line during the last four games of the season, and as a result, he got a $500,000 bonus. Explain, please.
Explain? Mo Harkless is the smartest man in the world. That's the explanation. He had a clause in his contract that if he shot 35% or better, he would make $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes into the last four games.
Keeping track.
Yes, shooting 35.1%. And you can't miss any shot, Bill, that you don't take.
That's right.
Way to go, Mo.
He's the anti-Ted Williams.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Ted is informed that he's hitting 399.51.
And it'll round up.
And if he just sits down, it'll round up to 400. And he says, nah. And he goes out and goes 4-for-7.
Yes. But not Mo Harkless. Math is wonderful.
One guy representing a group that monitors college sports suggested this week that the long-running academic scandal at UNC is, quote, 10 times worse than the Louisville stripper scandal in which recruits were entertained by exotic dancers. You good with that math?
Yes, absolutely, because the North Carolina scandal is dry rot through the entire institution of the university.
Yes, and it also involved a lot more than just one night of partying.
Yes, exactly. I mean, exactly right. I mean, even if you assume that there were nights of partying we don't know about at Louisville, mm-hmm, which mm-hmm. I think is a pretty safe assumption, the UNC scandal is still worse.
On Monday, the soccer federations of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada announced a joint bid for the 2026 World Cup. And President Trump was apparently okay with that. I wonder if that was because at the news conference, the U.S. Federation got to speak first.
Yeah, probably. I think this is going to be the World Cup United States with, you know, and friends, as they say, in like farewell rock concerts. How would you like to play 1 week in Vancouver and the other one in Mexico City?
I'm okay with it.
I understand you are, Bill.
I'm good.
We could play soccer on the moon and you would be okay with
it. I'd watch. New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning is being accused of fraud. Instead of providing actual game-used equipment as part of a contract he had signed with a sports memorabilia company, Eli apparently sent an email to the Giants equipment manager asking for, quote, two helmets that can pass as game-used. Here's my question. Is a helmet at the center of a fraud scandal worth more than one that's game-used?
Well, it depends how widespread the scandal is. I mean, would a baseball signed by the 1919 Black Sox be worth more than a baseball signed by the 1919 world champion Cincinnati Reds? You bet it would.
You bet it would, right.
As far as this goes, I mean, there's a strong impulse in me that says caveat emptor and that anybody who gets into memorabilia collecting deserves what they get. But this sounds really, really bad for Eli.
Yeah, it's not good. The Atlanta Falcons appeared to be heading for a win in the most recent Super Bowl, you will recall, but they lost, and we learned this week how Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan went about getting over that loss. Would you characterize watching that game over and over and over as therapy or masochism?
I hope Matt Ryan's relatives staged an intervention at one point and said, Matt, you really ought to eat.
Pulled the plug.
You really ought to eat or get a little air or something. You know what? You're not going to hang on to the ball when Dante Hightower hits you, no matter how long you watch the film. So I'll tell you what. Why don't we move along?
I guess people go see Hamlet again and again, even though they know how it's going to come out, right?
Yeah, but Hamlet doesn't go to see Hamlet over and over again to see how it works out.
The members of the Chicago Cubs have received their World Series championship rings, and you will not be surprised to see that they're exceptionally gaudy. However, somebody with a sense of humor had a hand in the design of that ring. You like the goat?
Yeah, they put a little goat on the top of it.
Yeah.
For
the old
Billy Goat curse. Yeah. Yeah, they are pretty gaudy. I mean, 214 diamonds, that's a lot for one hand.
Pretty soon, we're going to get to the point where it requires two hands to lift one of these.
Oh, have you ever, like, actually held
one?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
You can't lift your hand.
We've had people in this studio with those rings on their fingers, and I have to constantly tell them to stop banging them hammer-like on the table because they ruin the entire
broadcast. I noticed the crack in the table
yeah.
over there.
And finally, Charlie.
This one I'll laugh at.
It's not funny.
It's hilarious. It's hockey. Not,
okay.
It's playoff hockey.
I'm going to try and read it straight. We have to tip our hats to a Pittsburgh Penguin fan who shall remain nameless because I don't know his name. Anyway, he was watching the Pens game the other night in an auto body shop that he owns, and he got into an argument, and the guy arguing with him stabbed him in the head with a screwdriver. And when the paramedics arrived to take this guy to the hospital, he told them, forget it. I'll drive myself to the hospital. I want to watch till the end of the game. This doesn't happen in other sports, right?
Stabbed in the head. Stabbed in the head, Bill. But he's not going anywhere till he sees the Pens booted home.
And they won.
If the Penguins don't give this guy a seat, a season ticket for free for the next 10 years, I'm very disappointed in them. This is, as you said, this is hockey and nowhere else.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated from time to time. And he joins me each week here at Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.